Unit 28. Interview. Systems Manager. Tasks 2 and 3. Part 1.
What sort of company do you work for?
I work for the largest brewer in the UK.
And how long have you worked for them?
I've been there for almost 25 years.
And what's your post there? What's your job title?
I'm a systems manager.
And what are your duties?
Basically, I look after the systems for the technical services division. Technical services makes sure that the beer gets into the glass in good condition.
OK, so what are your specific duties?
I'm responsible for existing systems and their running, maintenance and general order. I'm responsible for the system's infrastructure we use, networks, PCs and other devices. And I'm responsible for new systems development.
Can you give me an example of a system?
Yes. Here's an example of an operational system. Mm-hmm. We have 2,600 pubs and 350 service engineers. If the beer dispenser stops working in a pub, that's a serious matter for the publican. He or she rings in with the fault. That's logged on the system. We telephone an engineer who goes to the pub, investigates the fault and fixes it, and records details of what he's done on a handheld device he carries with him.
All right.
The details of all the work he's done that day are downloaded to a PC at the end of the day and then sent up in the middle of the night to our mainframe system and processed there. Mm-hmm. The activity is recorded and the parts used and how long it took.
Right.
Our stock database is adjusted and new parts ordered to make up stock where necessary. Everything is handled by one system.
You're also responsible for developing new systems.
Nowadays, we tend to buy packages or have packages modified to our requirements.
Why do you buy in systems and not produce them in-house?
It's now standard procedure to buy in. When I started, we would always write our own. But there's so much available now, and people expect a high standard of sophistication from a system. Mm. In-house development would take too long and be enormously expensive.
Mm. How do you choose a system?
If you're looking for a system, you see what the market has to offer and you make up a shortlist. You get the shortlisted companies in to make presentations. In addition to a system that meets your needs, you're looking for a company which is financially sound and has a good track record and can take you to sites with satisfied customers.
Yeah.
You're looking really for a business partner. It's a long-term relationship. Mm. The fact that you spend £50,000 to £60,000 on the software is almost immaterial compared with the investments you're going to put into your own company in getting the system commissioned and configured and working and documented and everything else.